All right, good morning. It is January 24, 26, 26th. Wow, to 26th. Okay, cool. So today we are talking about, okay, so I went to the gas station today and there was this Trump supporter guy that's like right in front of me. Nothing has happened, but it did make me think about how people are and carry themselves in light of how other people are. This is like the dissertation of my life. Comparing each other to each other, I never got it. And now I do understand why I never got it. And I guess now I'm just going deeper into just living in this world and kind of deciphering the ever, ever evident just act of constantly comparing self to self. It's just such a human thing that humans do, and it's so interesting. Anyway, so I think of myself, of course, and I think this is how I do it. This is how I carry myself. This is what I do in those situations. When I when I make moves in the world, and when I'm living and doing my thing, I do not think about myself and what I am. I don't think about just what type of category I'm in. For instance, when I'm in the world, I am not a woman. When I go about the world, I am not a black woman. I'm not a fitness girl. I'm not a fashion girl. I'm not a Barbie girl. I'm not a beauty girl. I'm not a insert label here. I'm not that person by label and definition when I step out into the world and carry myself. Intrinsically, absolutely. Visually, absolutely. Noticeably, absolutely. But in my mind and in my movement and in my actions, no, I am not. I am not. I don't, not that I don't connect to those things, but I don't wear those things as my noble badge of honor as I'm walking through the streets. And so when I think about this, someone like me rolls up to, let's say, a Trump rally. Now, we do have the opportunity, of course, to protect ourselves. Like, obviously, if there are killers out there that are Trump supporters, we are absolutely going to avoid the Trump rallies because we do not want to get killed by the rally, right? We do not want to just create drama just out of the sake of being in drama. So that's not what we want. But also at the same time, what we don't want is to be living in fear of other humans. I mean, yes, me of all people, I'm very careful of who I'm around. I'm very untrustworthy to everybody. Like, I don't trust people. But I'm not gonna walk this world afraid. And so let's look at the opposite of me. The opposite of me, what the opposite of me would do. So when you wear your, I'm a woman, I'm a black woman, I'm a black man, I'm a fashion girl, I'm a beauty girl. When you wear those, it's an instant where you're setting yourself up for offensiveness to happen. Offensiveness, yes. Offensiveness to happen. So if I walk out that door saying, I'm the most fashionable girl in the world, blah, 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 and then somebody maybe looks at you wrong. Are you kidding me? I have the best outfit on. Why would she look at me like that? And then all of a sudden you're offended by some random in public, and you now have something to kind of muster about. For what? Okay. Aside from that, pushing on from that, you end up, we'll go back to the gas station of Trump. Oh, wow. I'm a black person. That's a Trump supporter. I'd better hide, or I'd better stay away from them, or I'd better wait, or I'd better edit my actions as a human being today because there's somebody on the other side who doesn't necessarily agree with the entire general population of my type. I'm gonna mold my day to this random fuck who has a Trump hat on. So it's not only noting these things, not only noting these things in a moment where you're out living, and then when I say living, I mean like fucking grocery shopping or something. Not only noting these things, but then moving forward to change your actions in light of the discovery of it. And this is just something that I cannot relate to, understand, wrap my head around, commend anything, because I don't walk around saying I'm a black woman and that is, I need to react in a way that a black woman would react in this situation. And in that situation is to be like, fuck you, Trump supporter. And I'm just like, first of all, it doesn't cross my mind because, I mean, you'd have to notice it first. And that's what I was saying beyond the discovery. You have to notice it first. And upon noticing, you have to make action. So I don't notice it first because I don't look at other people and then look at myself and think about where I'm standing in that situation. I just don't. I don't go, I'm at the gas station and I'm not about to deal with this other human being who is a Trump supporter. I mean, it's 50-50, right? And if they're white, it's like 80-20. So, what do you get out of that? You're just gonna ruin your day because of it? Like, it doesn't align with me. So, I'm saying all of this to just implement the fact that the more that you are, it's great to be prideful, I won't lie. Like, it's great to be prideful, but the more that you are prideful about the attributes that describe you and things that you kind of just put on a label for yourself, things that you want to identify as, absolutely, you can identify as something and just fight for it to the end. Like, find something to be passionate about and go from there and fight for it. But if that's not, I mean, it's not necessary to be fighting. You can live your life. You can be yourself. You can still make moves out in the world. You don't need to say, oh, well, those people like things like that, so I'm not going to make moves. No, you're going to make moves regardless because those people are not above you. And every single time you choose to silence yourself or lower yourself to complete strangers that do not know you, know nothing about you, you know nothing about them, complete strangers, you are constantly putting yourself below, constantly. And the fact that you would put yourself below complete strangers that you don't even know, you don't know their power, you don't know if they belong above you or beneath you, You don't know if they're better than you. You don't know anything. But the self-sacrificing that happens immediately upon seeing a group or a person on the other side of you, that needs to be discovered. That needs to be figured out. Figure out why you're so self-sacrificing. And at the end of the discovery, if you find this is why I'm self-sacrificing and I'm okay with it, if you find that that is the conclusion, then great. Now you know. And at least you're not moving blindly just to move. At least you're not doing things for no reason just to do it. At least you're not self-sacrificing for the sake of nothing. For the sake of nothing. Because what you're doing is giving that other side power. What you're doing is giving them an environment in which they can thrive. They see your fear, they take your fear, and they feel prideful. When they see you avoiding them, when they see you going silent and just hiding your face and hiding your eyes and looking down and stuff, when they're around you, they see that. And that's power. That's fueling. You can sit here and act like it's not, but it 100% is. You can sit here and act like you're okay with it and that it's fine, but it's 100% not. You're literally giving them power, and you know what they're going to think next time they go into public and they see another black person or another woman or another whatever category. They're going to expect that person to do what you just did. Look down, cower, walk away, look away. We are the Trump supporters, and you need to look away when I come see you. You need to walk away just like that black person over there. You need to do that because that's what they do. They're scared of us. That's how you want to live? Afraid of other people, of other humans on this planet. They were born, they're put in school, they graduated or didn't, they got a job, they made a family, they did all the things. You did all that too. What makes them better than you? What? If you have trouble self-sacrificing by default, wear that question on your shoulder. Wear that question on your fucking arm. What makes them better than you? Why do you keep choosing other people over yourself? Figure it out. Figure it out. Because it's one thing to be self-sacrificing and aware and doing it out of the kindness of your heart. But it's another thing to be self-sacrificing as a defense mechanism to avoid any trauma that you have. Self-sacrificing by avoiding any kind of conflict. That way you don't have to deal with anything. Understand it. Figure out why you're there. Figure out why you cower in public when people are in front of you. Figure it out. And decide whether you're okay with living your life that way. And if you decide that you're not okay, the most important thing to do is equip yourself with questions to ask in the moment. Because I know you're probably asking, well, if I'm naturally self-sacrificing, how can I in an instant keep myself from doing it? Like in real time, ask yourself questions. So now, I think the just most powerful tool is, say when you feel a bout of anxiety or you feel a little flutter in your heart before an instant, ask yourself, why do I feel this way? Don't immediately label it. Literally ask yourself, why do I feel this way? Not in despair, not in annoyance, but literally asking, why do I feel this way? Analyze where you are. Analyze the situation. Figure out what is happening that made your little heart flutter. Because you didn't make it. You didn't reach inside yourself and say, flutter, heart. Your heart did. Because your eyes saw something that connected to your brain, and your brain didn't like it. Your brain said, fuck no. Time to protect. Here comes the veil. Fight the veil. Ask the questions. What are you going to ask yourself? Okay? What do you think is a good question to ask yourself when you feel that flutter in your heart? What is wrong? You can literally say that to yourself. What is wrong? I wrote that down in my journal. What is wrong, Melanie? What is wrong? And you answer that question. Well, what's wrong is I'm seeing somebody who is not so great to my group of race. Or I see somebody who reminds me of a time that was just very, very terrible to me. And I guess now it reminded me, and I'm not going to take that memory and eject it into this experience right here so that I can relive that again. I'm not going to do that. What I'm actually going to do is get myself to a therapy session and figure out exactly why this incident has popped up, because apparently it's trauma within me and I need to figure it out. Now, that's a perfect answer from yourself, obviously. You're not going to be perfect the first time, but say your answer is, I don't know. I don't know why I feel this. Why do I feel this flutter in my heart? I don't know. It just popped up and now I'm freaking out. All right? You're freaking out now because you have anxiety. You are reacting to your reaction of anxiety, thus keeping you from problem solving exactly what is happening. So, what you're going to do, you're going to ask yourself questions. Okay? So, you already asked, why do I feel this way? And your brain said, I don't know. So, now you have to come back to grounding. Where am I? You're going to think of five things. Okay? Five things. Something that you hear, something that you see, something that you smell, something that you taste, and something that you can touch. Okay? You're going to think of those five things, and now you are present of where you are. You're also going to take 10 is a lot, but if you can make it, take 10 deep breaths. 10 deep breaths, okay? During the time you are taking these deep breaths, you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. 4 in, 4 out, and you are literally counting. If you must count out loud, absolutely count out loud, okay? Because that's what's going to help you. You're going to get distracted. You're going to start thinking of things and seeing things, and you're going to keep on counting. Breath in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, you can calmly ask yourself, why did I feel that? What happened? You might have the answer next, or you might not, okay? But let me give you another question to ask yourself. What is wrong? Okay, I don't feel uncomfortable. What is it about this situation right here that is making you feel uncomfortable? Think about it. Look around, see what you see. Something is. You're not triggered for no reason. Figure it out, see what it is. Okay, you find it and you say, what about this? So I'm fearful of this. Now you're just going to put yourself into the situation. So what about this is discomforting me? Well, the thing about this that's discomforting me is that I used to be in a situation like this and I felt this feeling. I don't know how they're attached, but I feel them and they're attached via that feeling. Okay. Upon feeling this emotion again, what is the worst that could happen? What is the worst case scenario? So now you're going to paint yourself a picture of the worst case scenario. Now, this could be reckless in a situation where there's danger or violence involved in your vision. If there is, and I definitely wouldn't dive into that, but if you are somewhere, for instance, like the gas station seeing a Trump supporter, then yes, you can use this one. You're going to say, well, what's the worst that can happen? What is this person going to do to me that justifies the fear? You pull out the worst case scenario. You pull out the worst case scenario. Say he has a gun. Say he has a gun. Okay. What's the worst that could happen? Oh, well, he might have a gun. Do you see a gun? No, I do not see a gun, but he might have one. What can you do to prevent this person having this gun? Well, I'm going to stay inside of my car until he leaves. Okay, and that would be your answer. If that's something that's going to protect you and that you think is okay, absolutely. So that's when we go to the biggest fear. Okay? But then we go to something like, I'm afraid of this scenario because I don't like the way that it makes me feel. In most of these instances, just rationalizing the feeling and kind of just accepting the fact that the feeling will come, that is the fact that will just alleviate a lot in the most, like for the most part. Say, I don't want to go over there because I'm going to feel that way. Well, what happens when you feel that way? Well, when I feel that way, I just get all this just down and sad and things like that. Okay. Well, being that this is something that you do have to do at the end of the day, can we maybe get in front of the feeling and just accept that you're going to feel that way for a little while, but at the end of it, you're going to be okay because you've done this many, many times and today is no different. I don't want to say you'll be fine, but you will get through this just as you've gotten through every single thing else. You just keep asking questions until there's no answer. You just keep asking. Well, just like you do with people that are trying to get you to do something, you just keep asking. Well, what about this? Well, how does that look? A really good question to ask yourself is, how does that look? Because now you are putting yourself in a position to make a plan, make a design that is going to get you to where you need to be. And that is the most... Oh, it's a really, really powerful question. Okay. Very, very powerful. Okay. So when you say, I don't want to feel this and I don't want to be in this, but I know that I have to move forward. How can I do that? Well, we can, do step 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then from there, we'll assess how we feel about everything. Okay, and then you just go into the movement of doing steps 1, 2, 3, and 4. And every time you feel something, every time something pops up that's uncomfortable, you figure it out and you see it. This, guys, this is self-therapy. Okay, not everybody can do it, but if you can just simply ask yourself questions and be that person that can answer to yourself, okay? Try not to think of yourself as a linear person inside of you. You are, I want to say, at least three people. You're at least three in there. I mean, you have your inner child constantly screaming and wanting some kind of attention, your ego attached to that. You have yourself, like what you're looking out into the world as. You have your inner talk that's talking to you and telling you what you actually should do. And to think that all of those are aligned, I mean, it'd be great. That's the goal, really, to have them all aligned, but for the most part, they're not. And that's why you're just constantly asking questions, constantly aligning, because when you are taking your thoughts as instant fact, when you're taking your thoughts as instant, this has to be right, it's reckless, because that would just mean on a large scale that every single person walking this planet and earth inside of their mind and what they're doing is completely correct and right. And that's just not right. It's not correct. Nobody is completely right. And there's a shit ton. There's a really big amount of people that are right. And then there's a really big amount of people that are wrong. And to say that there's no right or wrong is a complete, it's just not true, because there are some really bad people in the world who simply do not care about who is moving around them. And to say that those who are communal leaders and get people that give back are on the same level as those who are not is just simply not true. Because when you are in your movements and you are making plans for things, if you are the type of person that can stop and think for your neighbors, stop and think for your peers and people around you, you're a different kind of person, and you're the exact kind of person that this world needs. However, if you do make moves based on yourself and bulldozer over anybody who's in your way, just literally, I mean, I say that. If I'm gonna work hard and anyone in my way is gonna get knocked over or whatever, like in a sense like that, great. But if you literally are just fucking people over on your way to the top, obviously that's just not what we want as a society. So choose the latter. So anyway, I just wanted to report on that, really, and just report on the understanding. I don't know why I keep saying report. Report on the understanding of when you go out into the world, don't wear yourself on your sleeve. Just be, take every situation as it is. Count the things that you see in real life. Talk yourself down from the stresses and anxieties that might pop up. Figure out the trauma that's triggering you. Don't run from it. Ask yourself questions in order to talk yourself down and out of situations that might end up fucking you. Be kind to yourself. Have grace with yourself, and do not ignore those voices in your head. You are at least three of you, and all of them need to be heard. All of them need to be talked to. All of them need to answer critical questions about yourself in order for you to even take yourself seriously. You need reason. Just like if you ask another human being what's their reasoning behind something, anything, when you listen to their answer, you want it to make sense. You want it to coincide with something that is good. Do that within yourself. And when you can't, keep asking questions. Keep asking questions, and don't forget the breath rule. Count four in, four out, all the way up to 10. You'll get distracted. You'll think of other things. Count out loud. Bring it back down to where you are here and now, because your brain will try to attack you with past events. It will try to protect you from past events. And you don't need that right now, in this moment today. You're gonna face that stuff today. You're gonna get through it today, because you're gonna figure out why, when you go out in public and you see a certain thing, you feel a certain way. Why does your heart flutter when you hear a certain thing? You're gonna figure it all out, and you must be critical and forgiving of yourself. Okay? So that is all for today, and I hope that you found something in this, whether you did or you did not. I hope at least you get to learn how to ask yourself questions, because I believe that it's everything. It's everything. And also, it'll help when people ask you questions, and you won't get offended and be like, why is this person all up in my business? Or things like that. So anyway, have an amazing day, have an amazing life, and I'll see you next time. Bye.